This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. The Industrial Relations Code 2020 replaced the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment, and industrial disputes. Replying to the debate on the bill, Union Labour Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said the government would set a fixed wage limit for workers below which no state can fix wages. He said the new labour code ensures that all workers receive a fixed honorarium and that men and women receive equal pay. Mandaviya asserted that the Narendra Modi government has ensured equal pay for equal work. Referring to the strike by labour unions, he said people saw its impact and it became clear that the country stands with the Prime Minister. Mandaviya said that the legislation is in the interest of workers and it should not be opposed simply for political reasons. He said everyone working in difficult conditions like mines or sewerage will receive treatment under the Employee State Insurance Corporation. The minister asked why the good work of the government should not be praised, adding if the opposition makes a good suggestion, the government will accept it. Mandaviya said that the Narendra Modi government is working to ensure that 100 crore people receive social security in the future. Earlier, while presenting the bill for discussion and passage, the union minister said that this amendment was brought as a small clarification. The three old laws were repealed when the new code came into effect, but this amendment was brought to clarify the law in this regard. Participating in the discussion, BJP's Jagdambika Pal said that this amendment bill is aimed at protecting the rights and privileges of the country's workers and maintaining the dignity of labour. Pal said the bill has been brought to protect the social security and rights of workers. BJP member Darshan Singh Chaudhary said that the new code aims to protect the interests of all stakeholders, including employees, by implementing progressive labour reforms. He said that the new code will not only improve the economy, but will also advance workers' interests. Chaudhary said the new code will stop illegal strikes and lockouts, and industrial disputes will be resolved. During the discussion, the opposition accused the government of favouring industrialists over workers while drafting the Industrial Relations Code, even snatching away their right to protest for demands. Initiating the discussion on the bill, Congress member K. Suresh said that instead of dialogue, the government has chosen to dominate labourers. Suresh, who is a former Union Minister of State for Labour, said that today's strike call given by workers was a warning signal and reflected the government's policy failure in dealing with the labour force. Samajwadi Party leader Afzal Ansari questioned the government's legislative practices and asked why it has to amend laws within 5 years of their enactment. Ansari claimed that there is no safety for labourers in India. Opposing the amendment bill, Trinamool Congress leader Kalyan Banerjee claimed that the original law had taken away the livelihood of the country's labourers. He said the labour force is India's key strength after agriculture, and this law gives away all powers to the employers. He alleged that the government is becoming more friendly with industrialists and removing checks for them. Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT said the government was protecting industrialists and not labourers. Nationalist Congress Party SP MP Supriya Sule said that today central trade unions, public sector enterprise unions, banking employees, insurance employees, electricity employees, transport workers and unorganized sector workers are on strike. She said the people who build the nation are on strike while we are discussing this bill. She said farmers and laborers have made the biggest contribution in bringing this country. Sule claimed that the bill has been brought against them. Rani Srikumar of DMK claimed that the bill gives employers the right to eliminate permanent jobs and hire workers on a temporary basis. She said economic reform cannot come at the cost of social justice. N.K. Vishnu Prasad of Congress said that market-friendly reforms are being implemented in the name of ease of doing business. Arun Bharti of Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, said that workers from Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the most harassed in Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Maharashtra. He demanded that the dignity and safety of Indian citizens should be guaranteed wherever they go. Gurumurthy Madila of the YSR Congress Party said that the bill does not address concerns related to contract labour and delayed wages. He said that the unified law ignores state-specific realities. Indian Union Muslim League MP E.T. Mohammed Bashir opposed the bill, saying the government has given employers free license to do as they please. Bashir said the implementation of this law will eliminate bargaining rights and negotiations will be conducted according to the employers' preferences. Kaushalendra Kumar of the Janata Dal United supported the bill, saying that this proves the government's commitment to the welfare of workers. Earlier, the Joint Committee of Parliament set up to examine the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill was granted time by the Lok Sabha to submit its report till the last week of the monsoon session. The House also adopted another motion to extend time for the presentation of the report of the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha on the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 up to March 13. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today told Rajya Sabha that high personal income tax collection does not necessarily mean that the middle class is being suppressed or crushed in the country. Replying to a debate on the Union Budget 2026-27 in the House, she said there is no evidence of any suppression of the middle class in the country, but there is evidence of middle class expansion. Referring to the opposition allegations that the middle class is being sandwiched, Sitharaman said it was being made because personal income tax collections exceeded the corporate tax, which is fundamentally misdiagnosing the situation. There is enough and more evidence of historic middle class expansion and formalization driven by the economic reforms that have been undertaken in the last 10 years, she said. Now there are some more people today with income that is taxable, she said, adding the economy is no longer narrow and not just confined to the elite. Between 2013-14 and 2024-25, the number of taxpayers, that is people filing returns or with TDS deducted, rose from 5.26 crore to 12.13 crores, she said. In the last 11 years, the number of taxpayers has doubled. On the contrary, even as this expansion is happening, the income tax limit has increased to 12 lakh rupees for everybody and 12.75 lakh rupees for the salaried class. Moreover, next generation GST rationalization has also lowered household costs. Their monthly expenses are decreasing because in GST every item's rate has decreased. Sitharaman further said steps taken in the budget prove the country's resolve to build a resilient, self-reliant India and urge the Rajya Sabha members to ask their respective state governments to participate in schemes announced in the budget. She also countered the opposition charge of expenditure curtailment in several welfare schemes and said there is no denial or stoppage of funds to states on any schemes. Comparing the expenditure on government schemes, she said only 37,000 crore rupees was unspent in 14 social sector schemes in the last 10 years, compared to 94,000 crore rupees during the UPA regime. Sitharaman also rubbished opposition criticism of announcing schemes without allocation, citing many cases during the previous UPA government. She further informed that the government has sent over 48 lakh crore rupees directly into accounts of beneficiaries through DBT and saved 4.31 lakh crore rupees by plugging leakages. Inflation has never been lower than what it is today, she said. Now, India maintains its low inflation, which is not by chance, but by strategy, she added. While criticizing opposition, she said growth without jobs was a UPA-era story, not now. Sitharaman said, country is passing through a rare moment when it has macroeconomic balance, which is unique to achieve. She further informed the government is establishing Education to Employment and Enterprise Standing Committee in the 2026-27 budget to prepare youth for the services sector. Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP MPs slammed the opposition parties for disrupting the ongoing budget session, while opposition members alleged that the budget did not promise anything for the common people. Madan Rathore of the BJP also targeted the opposition parties and said, opposition for the sake of opposition is not right. Amarpal More of the BJP said, the budget implements party ideology, Deen Dayal Upadhyay's vision of Antyodaya, and will help the poor. P. Santosh Kumar of the CPI slammed the budget for not having anything for the common people and Kerala. Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi, meanwhile, raised concerns over senior citizens being overlooked in the budget. During Zero Hour, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised concerns over caste discrimination at workplaces. Citing a recent incident in Odisha, where members of a particular community refused to let their children eat food cooked by a Dalit Anganwadi worker, Kharge said, in the 21st century, when we talk about social development, social reform and the unity of Hindus, people of a particular community are refusing to let their children eat food cooked by a Dalit woman. The LOP said the Anganwadi centre is the foundation of children's physical and cognitive development, but if there is such racial discrimination, it will naturally affect children's growth, he said, adding that such incidents directly affect the right to education provided under Article 21A of the Constitution. Kharge said, workplace caste discrimination is being reported from different parts of the country. If investigations were done timely, then such incidents would have been averted, he said. Last year in Gujarat, he said, a government Dalit officer committed suicide due to caste discrimination. Kharge said such caste discrimination against any officer is a violation of Articles 14, 15 and 17 of the Constitution. He urged the government to take the matter seriously. CPIM leader A.A. Rahim raised concern over alarming working conditions in public sector banks, claiming around 500 employees have died by suicide in the last decade due to work-related stress, harassment and workplace abuse. Raising the issue during Zero Hour, Rahim cited multiple instances of bank employees taking their own lives, unable to cope with mounting work pressure and impossible targets. Citing data provided in the Lok Sabha, the MP said that as of June 2025, over 32,000 posts were lying vacant in public sector bank alone. The number of businesses and branches of public sector banks is increasing and the number of staff is decreasing, he said. Rahim alleged that the fundamental duty of the Indian public banking sector had drastically changed from making financial transactions easier for common people and ensuring their financial security to functioning as a market for third-party products of Indian and foreign corporates. The Congress leader, Tanka, questioned how Indian CA firms should compete when tenders are floated for mandates worth over 500 crore rupees. The House also passed Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 after a brief discussion and reply by the Minister of Labour, Mansukh Mandaviya. The Lok Sabha had passed it earlier in the day. That's all in the Parliament Review.